You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Talk to me about these storms last night. I saw some video posted online where it looked like, Armageddon.
Yeah, it was end pretty, of the world. Yeah, pretty insane. If you actually want to make your way over to the Dom and Jeremy Facebook page, I posted a video from our skylight in the bathroom last night at about midnight, and it looked like somebody had a strobe light on outside. It was just nonstop lightning. It was pretty crazy. And I've lived here my entire life, and last night was really intense. The only other way I can describe the water and hail coming down is if like somebody was standing on your front lawn with the garden hose out with their thumb on the end of it, you know, so it just...
Yeah.
And just did that straight on your bedroom window for like an hour to an hour and a half. And that's how intense it was last night. I actually got up this morning and I did a quick walk around the house looking at the ceiling, just wondering if any rain happened to seep in, because it was like hurricane force hitting the house last night. And it was just lighting up the bedroom. And, you know, I rolled over at midnight and I grabbed my phone, of course, and hopped onto the AccuWeather website for radar. And, you know, red is bad on the radar. Red is real bad.
And
the big red blob was directly over my house last night. So we were getting the full force, full brunt of it. And it's kind of funny how different the kids reacted, because, you know, my daughter, little Lila, came running into the room, freaked out and panicked. So she was up and scared. And then you wander down the hall to my son's room and his fan's on and he's like just dead to the world, mouth open, not knowing anything is going on. Two totally different reactions to the storm. But yeah, crazy. I saw a post this morning. I don't know if this is true or not, that Estes Park got like 14 inches of hail. I'm going to have to dig a little deeper. People have been posting pictures underneath, you know, their own screenshots this morning on Facebook. But yeah, it's pretty insane last night.
I always love those spring and summer videos of people, getting their snow shovels out to get rid of the hail.
Yeah.
You know, and I know it's destructive, and man, it can tear up roofs and cars and all that other
stuff.
Isn't there just something spectacular about it too?
Absolutely. Incredible. I mean, just the force and the power of it. And the only thing
by Mother Nature
that I had wished, you know, is that it was during the day so you could actually kind of see it more. And there's something very ominous and scary about all this going down at midnight when you can't see off into the distance and what's coming at you.
Oh, really? Because I like it better at night. I like that. Like your video, you know, showing the strobe light kind of thing. You don't get that full effect during the day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. You know what? And there's a chance of more today.
I know. More coming in.
It's going to be really cool in Denver today. And I mean that temperature-wise, only in the 70s.
Yeah.
And more storms possible today. So good. I posted a photo, too, of me doing some work in the basement. My caption is something like, "Where's Chip and his team when you need them?"
Yeah.
Because I was doing the sanding of that ceiling. And I put the goggles on or whatever, but I just completely it aged me because I've already got, you know, some gray in my hair, but this made my entire head white or whatever, so I kind of look like Steve Martin in a way. But you know what I didn't do, and I'm a complete fool.
What's that?
I didn't put a mask on.
Yeah, that's dangerous, buddy.
And all this morning, I'm just like, my chest is like,
yeah, you're inhaling all that drywall dust in.
I probably inhaled all that mud dust that I put up there.
Did you go blow your nose and just see what color it is when it came out?
No.
You should probably do that.
But it's like, oh, my dust is thick this morning. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that stuff.
She goes, if you do that all the time, it'll kill you. She goes, but just one time, you're okay.
So she's now punching holes in the wall for you to fix?
Yeah, she's like, we're going to get to work on that. So I got the second coat up, and I'll sand that tomorrow, and then paint it, and it'll all be done.
There you go.
My handyman will be out all of that cash that he wanted to come in and do it. Man, he wanted a lot of money to go do that work.
Yeah.
I wonder if, you know, that's a side benefit of, you know, inflation and everything else, that it's turning more people into DIYers. Just because the cost of getting some of this crap done anymore.
There was stories about that. There was stories about that when the pandemic first started, because people were just stuck at home and they, you know, saw this stuff that needed to be renovated. And the handymen were rubbing their hands together because everybody was jacking everything up. Yeah, I could do my own electrical, no problem.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's a thing, definitely.
I've done just enough repairs around a house over the years that I can handle basic things. I draw the line when it reaches a certain point.
Sure.
But repairing a ceiling hole.
You got I mean, that.
The reason that I ever want to hire to do it is because it's just not any fun, and I could spend my time doing other things that would be a little bit better use of my time.
Yeah.
But when he quoted me, I was like,
where's my goggles?
where are those goggles? So, hey, and completely different. I wanted to throw something out at you because you're a foodie.
Yeah.
I was astounded yesterday at some fruit. Have you guys been all over the hammy?
No. What's the hammy?
Okay. So it's been around for a little while. It was developed in China, but now it's over on our shores, whatever. Do you like cantaloupe?
I do. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. My only problem with fruit is I don't like mushy fruit. It's like, you know,
no kiwis
watermelon,
for you.
I want it to be crisp. You know, if it's an apple, that's why I like the Honeycrisp, because I like crisp apples. You know, with peaches, I'd prefer a nectarine because they're crunchy. Well, anyway, a hammy, and that's just spelled H-A-M-I.
Yeah, I just looked it up. I've seen those
in
Safeway.
It's in the cantaloupe family, but it is super crisp and super sweet.
Huh.
And you eat it like candy almost. And I was wondering if you had been turned on to this.
No,
yet.
I've seen these laying around at Safeway and, you know, not really knowing what they are, but
go get you one.
Part of the muskmelon family.
Correct, yeah. So it's a cantaloupe type thing, muskmelon, but get one, and here's what I recommend. Get it, put it in the fridge without cutting into it, and let it stay in the fridge for a day.
Put a little chill on it?
Yeah, and then get it out and slice it, and then eat it like you would cantaloupe, and you'll be like, oh my God.
I will try this.